So don't call me up. Virgin Radio 104.4. You're live right here on the Chris Fade Show. 7:26, foggy morning. Highs are 28 degrees right now. 16. Huge event, obviously. Something that the world is watching. And I can't believe it. I'm so proud that it's here in Abu Dhabi.
For sure.
The Special Olympic World Games, Abu Dhabi 2019, with a record 200 countries involved, over 7,500 athletes as well.
Yeah, 195 of those countries are going to be competing. Five are going to be observing. Tonight, 5 o'clock, is the opening ceremony.
Get ready for it. I love this collaboration between the Special Olympics and the WWE. We were talking to Stephanie McMahon about it yesterday, about a family being the WWE and a family being the Special Olympics, and you guys are coming together to really promote it. And in studio right now, once again, WWE superstar Finn Balor's with us right now. Well done, well done. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for getting up nice and early. I know you have you've flown in from Pittsburgh straight into Dubai. You'll go to Abu Dhabi tonight. This is your life. You just keep jumping around.
We just keep on moving, man, nonstop.
How do you keep fit? Like, do you use the gym at the hotels? Is that what you do?
I haven't worked out since Monday morning, but
no. Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. We've got a lot of questions coming in this morning. 04871-5544. Ethan, good morning, Ethan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. How old are you, man?
I'm 10.
All right. You are right now on with WWE superstar Finn Balor. What do you want to say to Finn?
I want to know who was his toughest opponent.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Ooh, well, recently it appears that not necessarily Bobby Lashley, but the little fella he has running around ringside, Lio Rush, has been my toughest opponent because he seems to be causing a lot of distractions.
Sure. Yeah.
But
is that why you lost?
Well, you know, I took my eye off the prize, really.
Yeah.
But hopefully I can make up for that at WrestleMania. Maybe I'm going to pitch Vince McMahon a rematch at WrestleMania.
Well, there's talk of you wanting to fight Kurt Angle as well. Is that true for his last fight?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Obviously, you know, Kurt's someone who I've looked up to my whole career, someone who I've built quite a good relationship with actually in recent years, and someone who I'd love to wrestle. But I believe his recent retirement speech may mean that that is not possible, but I wish Kurt all the best in his future.
Legend. Can I ask, getting into the ring with Brock Lesnar, because that guy's a monster.
He's a big man.
He's a big man. He's a big man.
Yeah, but you know, people underestimate how big Bobby Lashley is too.
Okay.
Man, he is fast.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always been intrigued by like the, you know, the David versus Goliath style matches.
You enjoy
know, as
that.
A kid watching like Andre, Big Show, Kane, Undertaker. So like for me, getting to like step in and challenge myself against those bigger guys is like something like that I enjoy and I thrive on.
Do you remember where you were when you knew that you were getting in, like you were a WWE superstar, that moment that it all happened for you?
It still hasn't really set in what I'm doing, you know. I feel like we move so fast in this kind of industry and this business that we never really have a chance to like dwell on what we're doing. We just like keep going. Like case in point, I'm in Dubai right now.
You know? Yeah, right.
I was wrestling on Monday night for the IC Championship. So I think like in the future, I'll look back and like I'll take it all in. But right now, I'm just grinding. Yeah,
it's interesting. We've had the WWE come through here a few times. I've caught up with the likes of Kane and the legends and I've sat down with them. We're not being on the radio, and I've just had a chat to a lot of these legends, and just hearing some of the stories that they tell you is crazy. Do you hear any of these legendary stories? Does it go around the locker rooms at the WWE?
Yeah, I think definitely all these stories of a time gone by where it was definitely a lot more rock and roll.
Totally, right?
I think the industry has changed, and definitely the schedule has changed where it's a lot more organized from a corporate level.
Sure.
And, you know, we're protected a lot more as athletes right now. So I think it's definitely changed for the better. And,
yeah.
And you know, the superstars are definitely reaping the rewards of a better lifestyle.
Nice stuff. Finn Balor with us right now. Emily, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Em, have you got a question?
I haven't. My sons have. I've got two big fans here in the car with me on the way to school.
Uh-huh. I like that. You want them to ask the question, Mum, or do you want to do it?
Yeah, they'll ask the question. One sec.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
You're talking to Finn Balor. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
What do you want to ask? What do you want to ask? Did he say no or yes?
He said yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he's been forced into it by his mum.
Yeah. Mum's a huge fan, just doesn't want. Yeah. What do you want to say to Finn? What do you want to ask?
Who are you
going to
fight next?
Who are you
going to
fight next?
Oh, good question. Well, I would really love to fight Undertaker at WrestleMania. But given the fact that I lost the title on Monday, I think I'm going to attempt to convince Stephanie, who I know is here at the World Games, to get me a rematch against Bobby Lashley for the IC title.
Ooh. Ooh.
There he goes. I like it. Yeah, Stephanie McMahon with us on yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scared of Steph as well. I'm scum.
But maybe I can get some brownie points, you know?
You'll get it.
You know, I'm here. 100%. WWE family, World Games family.
You'll get it
done. Come on, Steph, help me out.
Special Olympic World Games, Abu Dhabi 2019, 5 o'clock tonight or this afternoon in Abu Dhabi. We are expecting not only thousands at the stadium, but millions across the world looking at this, taking part. And this is a fabulous moment.
Absolutely. Finn, I wanted to ask you, I think everyone's a wrestling fan. I don't think anyone can say they've never watched wrestling, because I feel like everyone has at some part in their life. As a fan, we watch you come out when they play the intro and you step out and it's electric, 70,000 people screaming. What goes through your head as you're walking down the ramp and into the ring? I've always wondered.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything kind of goes through your head before you step out.
Okay.
And then once you step out, you're finally free. You know, all the tension, the anxiety, the nerves, they all leave you. As soon as you go out, you walk through that curtain and you feel the energy from the people. Like, everything leaves me and I'm just finally free and at peace. But it's kind of the moments leading up to that where, like, you know, you're second guessing everything, you know, questioning everything, making sure you've got all your preparation done. But once you're out there, it's just pure energy.
Were you like that on your first WWE match? Did you feel at peace when you walked out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my first WWE match, I was already 16 years in the business. So, like, it wasn't like my first match.
Right.
You know, I knew that I had done, you know, all the preparation that I needed to do to get there and to be at that level. So, you know, once I was out there in the ring, I felt, you know, at home, because that's the only really place that I do feel at home is in the ring. Mm. Everything else is kind of like a little bit alien to me.
Cool. We're okay though, aren't we?
We're good right now.
Well, listen, we're going to get some. I want to talk about fitness with you next, because someone in this studio has got real fit over the last couple of weeks, and someone's running a marathon in this building very soon. Yeah. So more with Finn Balor. He's hanging out with us. He's here once again for the Special Olympics World Games, Abu Dhabi 2019.
Jam. Come on, move it. Virgin Radio.